This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, we continue. Hartman, Harrigan, Joan, Susie's back with us. Bottom of the hour. We'll have some fun with Susie. I'm having some issues with the vibes. Let's see. Oh, boom. I got it back here. This is how you text us. We've got a bit of a site that we can click in and we see what you're saying to us on the Dave Harrigan Talk and Text Lines. If you'd like to sponsor this, it's available to you. Who would you call? Jessica, maybe?
I think that would be a good start.
Call Jessica.
Yeah.
Spend some money.
Good luck outbidding me.
Yeah. And then when we say, hey, here's a text on the fill in the blank, talk and text lines at WCCO Radio. Do you have, we're going twins here very quickly.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a particular beach in Minnesota you like? I knew this was coming. Bear Ass Beach on Twin Lake.
I've never been.
I didn't think, is it on Twin Lake? Is it, I was wondering if that was Twin Lake. Armstrong, 1983 grad here. We used to have, I think that's where we had the parties, where there used to be a place called the White House. Not that White House, but the White House on Highway 55. And we'd go back there and have parties. People would bring kegs back there. It was a long way to carry kegs. Long way. And I thought that was Bear Ass Beach. But maybe we have multiple.
Who says we don't?
Yeah, there's... Yeah. There's
maybe we should have multiple.
Yeah. Father Hennepin State Park, Lake Mille Lacs. McCarthy's Beach. Let's see. The beach at Lake Josephine. All sorts of contenders.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have one in particular? I would say... And I'm not going in the water, but there are some areas off Lake Superior and Duluth that are just absolutely stunning.
First one that came to mind, North Shore.
Yeah.
Finding a beach up there.
Yeah.
I mean, Minnesota beaches, if we're talking lake beaches, if you've been to the beaches of Florida, California.
Wow. How long have you hated Minnesota?
It's very depressing.
Yeah.
It's really.
Do we have.
The sand is just, I mean, to say it's not a comparison is an insult to saying something's not a comparison.
I was going to say the same thing. I mean, what is our most sandy beach? Is there one beach where people say, wow? I mean, nobody's saying this is Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's saying this is Siesta Keys, okay? But this is ours, right? What would the most popular one be? Would it be Bidet-Makoska?
But I don't know about that. Maybe that or on Harriet or something. But
in Minnetonka?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, probably. I mean, probably somewhere on Lake Minnetonka. I think.
The one around the moat, Adam Carter's house?
Yeah, well, that's quite the beach.
Yeah.
He imports the sand, too, from what I've heard.
Of course.
Imported
he
sand from Italy.
Imports.
Yes. I think of. I've spent a lot of time on Cass Lake. I know you're familiar with Cass Lake.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't remember one of the islands that's in the middle of the lake. There's a little beach off the island and a sandbar that goes out a couple hundred yards at least. It's very, very shallow. And I think of that place because we go there. You know, I've gone to Cass Lake every year for the last 20 or so years, and we always go there at least once or twice during the week because it's just a nice little spot to be. It's a little calmer. You can park the boat up right there.
Yeah.
You got kind of this little sandy cliff you can run up and pretend you're storming the beaches of Normandy or something like that. I think of that place.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Summer's saying it's not on Twin Lake. It's Twin Lake's more Robbinsdale and Brooklyn Park, right? It's people are suggesting Sweeney Lake. That's the lake back there. Someone else saying they had to turn the radio off at 12:09 because of the childish behavior of that ticking noise. Carter was doing it earlier. It's annoying. Behave better. What ticking noise?
I'm not familiar with a ticking noise.
I tick, 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 tick. Yeah. Somebody says Star Island on Cass Lake. You know, that's where, because my boys.
That's another great little beach.
I've attended Camp Chippewa right there on Cass Lake. If you have young boys who are looking for a camp, I cannot praise Camp Chippewa enough. Phenomenal experience for Hunter, Griffin, and Michael. Michael's going back, and they're going on a huge trip this summer. But they've been amazing. So are we underplaying the beaches in Minnesota? I don't think we are.
No.
I mean, we have great lakes. I don't know if you've ever heard that. And we just have...
Do we have one near Minnesota?
No. We'll call John Williams and ask. And then we have a lot of rocky, kind of sandy formations. But no, you're not going to think you're in Cabo at that point. But hey, tomorrow in southern Minnesota, it's going to be 80.
Yeah. Not bad.
Let's go remote. Comrex, let's just start driving southern Minnesota till it gets to 80, and we'll start knocking on someone's door and see if they'll let us do the show.
That's fine.
I'm willing. I'll volunteer again. This is something that I think I've offered up since we started. We're willing to go to warm locations and do a show in the summer. Now, I would prefer it's like at a posh Tony golf course.
Naturally.
And then at 3:20, we're on the first tee.
Why wait?
Yeah.
Can we do the show while playing?
Yeah. Well, we've got the Comrex. We'll need a pretty lengthy extension cord.
Wi-Fi's good enough.
Yeah.
So what if we drop out a few times?
It'll hit. It's
fine.
We could do that. Today is the Twins season opener.
Really?
It's a lot bigger deal if it's the Twins season home opener, right?
Of course.
When you can do the double combo, right? And we'll be out there next week. At Target Field, up in the press box, and what's happened the last few years is they say to us, as soon as your broadcast is done, you have to leave because other people are coming up and knock on for Micah. We haven't had to leave.
No.
I'd love to sit there all year in that suite and just watch the games.
It's a pretty good spot.
I mean, I still want to roam and socialize. But it's nice. You got all the treats. We got all our friends in the media. No, I don't think he's going to join us. We had a very awkward Joe Paulette interview a couple years ago where I had the audacity to actually ask him questions. And there was a lot of, I can't answer that. I can't answer that. And they were like, very obvious questions. And last year, Jason just asked him a really good question. Yeah, we're cutting back on the payroll. And he told the truth.
They're right-sizing the payroll.
Yeah, they were right-sizing it.
Right-sizing.
Yeah, and apparently they've been right-sizing that debt for a while. $425 million in debt. Want to feel better about your debt situation? The Pollads and the Twins, $425 million in debt. So we are the home of the Minnesota Twins. WCCRA and Minnesota Twins tied together. They cheated on us for a little bit. They went to Hubbard. They had a torrid affair.
Mm-hmm.
Then they tried their own thing. And then they realized, let's go back to mom. They came back to mom. Now, I don't know what mom did. Maybe mom cheated also.
Is that why they would have left? They were ashamed to be with mom?
Yeah. I don't know.
We cheated with the Wolves. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. We did cheat with the Wolves. You know, I'd like to cheat again with the Wolves. but they've got to deal with the fan, you know? So maybe we'll land somebody
Sometimes
else.
You can even hear them there.
Every once in a while, the game is actually at the station versus the app. But, you know, hey, we tout apps here, so why not? What is your one word, to describe your feeling about this season, which will start at about 3:15 with a called strike from Sonny Gray on Matt Wallner? I'm saying Wallner's taking the first pitch. Sonny, who at one point last year looked like he wasn't having a great year with St. Louis, but I looked at his numbers again. They were pretty good. In fact, they were probably a little bit better than Pablo's. You know what? I should say this. I didn't go as deep as I should have. The traditional numbers look like Sonny might have been a little bit better, but maybe the other metrics and Corey Provis and Chris Atterbury do a great job of looking at the modern numbers and working them in. If you're a broadcaster and you don't work the modern numbers, then you should be fired. It's as simple as that. But what is your one word to describe your feeling about this upcoming season, which starts in 3 hours? At this point, maybe Matt Wallner's hit a home run.
Could be.
Jock Jones opened a season with a home run. Mm-hmm. I saw that on Twitter. It was reminded 2002. Jock underrated, by the way. I thought Jock had a very solid career with the Twins. Wasn't Torrey. Who was the other member of the Soul Patrol outfield?
Is Matt Lawton still around?
I think it might have been Matt Lawton. Matt Lawton had a nice career,
too.
He had
a nice career.
Right?
Jock, good career. Just don't ask him to throw at anybody at home.
Yeah, that's...
That ball is either spiked or it's into the third row.
Yeah. He did not really understand the cutoff man. You know, give the cutoff man the opportunity. Maybe he lets it go. Maybe he doesn't let it go. It could be interesting. But Jock, also a guy that the Twins people I know always really like Jock Jones.
Good.
You know, big fan of Jock Jones, our guy Molly. Paul Molitor, huge fan of Jock Jones. What is your one word to describe how you're feeling about this upcoming Twin season? You will hear every pitch, every second, all hour and 45 minutes of the postgame show when they break it down meticulously. And if it's an 11 a.m. start, let's go. Hour 45. We're fine.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to come in here for 5 minutes. I think I've got an excellent word. It's not a unique word, but I think it applies to this season.
Okay.
I think I have, among all the words which are going to come in, what's your one word for the Twin season? 651-461-9226. I think you're going to like my word. Let's find out in moments. I need to hear your single word to describe how you feel about this season on the home of the Twins at 651-461-9226.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All-time angry breakup songs.
This is one of them. It's so good.
It's phenomenal.
It's such a great song.
And
poor Dave Coulier.
Honestly, whoever can put those two together is beyond me. Right? I don't understand it, but I wasn't there. But what do we got for our music theme today?
Do you know what's not entirely unique, but what's special about Alanis Morissette? She is a twin. She has a twin brother. So in honor of the twins today, we are playing music from musicians who have a twin.
I love it.
Of course you do.
Excellent. Excellent. Brilliance, man.
And yes, you'll hear the Bee Gees. Of course, you'll have to hear the Bee Gees.
Yeah. The ticking thing, more texters pointing out they're not hearing any ticking. I have no idea what they're talking about. Okay. You know my word, Dave, is? Uncertain. Uncertain. This ball club last year started very poorly. Then, this is not a lie, for about 4 months had the best record in baseball.
Incredible.
In, was it the first week of August? Cleveland comes here, four-game series. They win the first two, and I think they were about a game away from having the best record in all of baseball. And you're thinking, what a remarkable turnaround.
Let's just stop the story right there.
What a remarkable turnaround. And then, I mean, what a tank job that was.
And then, what a remarkable turnaround.
Yeah. And then, like, jumping off a cliff and thinking there was a landing point, like, you know, 5 feet below you where I'm fine. Nope. You're going down. And, then, I mean, they just disastrous, dreadful, non-scoring baseball. So they do so little in the offseason until they make some supplemental moves at the end. Two of those guys, by the way, in the starting lineup today. But you look around and you say, they have good depth with starters. They really do. Pablo, let's see if he's more 23 than 24. To me, Bailey Ober is clearly number two. And Joe Ryan then is three. I got to see Joe Ryan come back.
Yeah. He was good. He was good all the way up to the injury last year.
Yeah, Bailey Ober was better, right? Simeon Woods Richardson exceeded all expectations last year. Paddock, I think they're showing loyalty to Paddock. I mean, Corey Provis is 1,000% right when I talked about Zebby Matthews, but man, Zebby Matthews' numbers down there were really good, and he looked nice. Why am I forgetting the other guy? I'm seeing him. David Festa.
Yeah.
They've got some options. The bullpen is potentially great, but my biggest question on this team is Johan Duran. Who is he right now? He's not throwing as hard as he did 2 years ago. He was more hittable last year. Jax was by far their best. I think Jax was their best player last year. I don't even think it's arguable. Now, Castro plays more, right? So if you want to say the total value,
sure,
give me a break. You're just an eighth inning or ninth inning guy. I'm just saying, who performed at the highest level? It's case closed. It's Griffin Jax. Cole Sands was really good. If Brock Stewart ever stays healthy, Varlin. And then the lineup, they should be able to hit. But again, who's playing?
Yeah, let's talk about health.
Who is playing? So there's the team, uncertainty. Where the hell can I find the game on TV? I'd rather you listen here. But you're also going to watch, by the way. So am I. I'm only listening to the radio. They just made a number of announcements in the last 48 hours where you can get games. How's that going to work out? Twins TV, how different is it? Wait, do I have it? Should it be easier? I mean, right now it seems like if you go to Twins Baseball and you're trying to figure out your town and where the game is, it's not the easiest thing to find.
No.
And who owns this ball club? When the whole Justin Ishbia thing happened a while back, I said, calm down. There's going to be other people. Right now, it looks like Justin Ishbia was their guy. By the way his brother's running the Suns, calm down. That doesn't sound that appetizing. And then, as we alluded before, $425 million in debt, and Joe Pollad somehow, with the audacity, with the temerity to say, I'm willing to stick around. Listen, the Twins have been run brilliantly, and Joe Pohl had a track record of 5, 10, 15, 20 years of success. Then a business would look at keeping somebody like that. And maybe Joe Pohl over the long haul would show that he knows how to run a team. So far, no. So far, no. So, come on. Nobody's going to come here. And I said this. When I say it, November, December, said it wouldn't shock me if they end up owning this team. Still wouldn't shock me. Now, could somebody come in at 45-50%, 45-49.99%, and the Polets still own the majority? Yeah. But a lot of uncertain. I'm very uncertain about this season. So uncertainty I could add to. What do you got? What's your word? And then we'll look at the textures.
Well, I had two words. I'll give you one quickly. The word was cautious, and it's for a lot of the reasons you already laid out. Just looking at the team on the field, starting staff looks pretty good. Bullpen should be good, we think. Lineup, we'll see who plays, and that's where the caution comes in. Mm-hmm. Should be a good team, should at least compete for the division, but then the injuries, as we all know, creep up with this team every single year to the most important pieces, and that's where the caution comes in. The other word I have is four, because the Twins allow us, specifically on this show, most weeks throughout the spring and summer to really embrace the four-day work week. That's become the big hit throughout Europe and into America, certainly. And I'd like to be a part of the movement.
Yeah.
So thank you to the Twins for helping us embrace the four-day work week.
Indifferent. Chat, introduce Royce Lewis to Stretch Laugh. That's pretty good. Yawn, apathetic, bankrupt, mediocrity, apathy, hopeful. Those seem depressed, meh, failure.
Goodness.
Winners. Let's see. Let's see how many people are at Target Field. Susie in the house. Good topics with Susan. Kay Jones in moments on CCO.
Well, guess who's joining us today?
Susan Kay Jones.
Not even she knows what she'll say.
Susie Jones.
If you cross her, she will set you straight.
Susan Kay Jones.
Or she might be looking for a date.
Oh, no. Susie Jones. It's time for Susie Jones.
Little Miss Soaker. That's your new nickname because I'm giving Lindsay Peterson credit. Mm. Because like most of us, you might have some food here. Most of us then have followed the policy of cleaning up our bowl or our plate right away because there's like 17 sheets of paper encouraging you to do that.
Very well posted policy.
Yeah, excellent policy. Policy I agree with, Dave, you agree with. We
strong
follow it.
Policy.
She does not.
No.
You leave your bowl soaking. So you're now Little Miss Soaker.
And I'm defending myself, as I did to Dave earlier when I explained that when I have my oatmeal in the morning and you put water in the bowl of the oatmeal, it doesn't just clean up easily or quickly.
Neither does the microwave.
He still remembers that.
He does when I blew up my oatmeal in the microwave.
Yeah. And
anyway,
I spilled
threw
on
it
him.
On my jeans.
Yeah. Oh, right.
If you, as someone, 0 to 10, Dave Harrigan, oatmeal, 0 to 10. Traditional oatmeal, not la-di-da from one of our nice breakfast places in town.
About a 0.2. I'm not a
really?
Oatmeal fan.
Okay.
Don't like
Get
it.
Get out of here. Leave the state.
You got to add too much for it to be any good.
What else do you have to add?
You put some berries in there, some brown sugar, something like that. Then it's edible.
Whoa, that's tough. That's really...
Hey, you asked me about oatmeal. You didn't ask me about doctored
oatmeal, Chad.
You know, amazing oatmeal.
Seven.
Yeah.
Solid.
So, I mean, to me, it's an instant package. I have it in the kitchen.
Yep.
It takes 45 seconds, and it makes me happy.
Yep.
Good.
Because I then can read the news well enough and chat with you fellas.
Yeah. But then you know what? You know when you can get the oatmeal off the bowl? If you go right away. If you go right away and clean your bowl, it comes out. But if you leave it sitting there for like an hour, then it gets crusty.
I do not need a tutorial on dishwashing.
Yeah. A lot of mansplaining.
Yeah. It is.
Little Miss Soaker. I mean, not only did the guy give you the nickname, then another guy is telling you how to clean the bowl.
I'm feeling a lawsuit.
Bring it on.
Feeling litigation.
Bring it on. Okay. Another story this week about a sex recession, about the number of people who are not having sex. You know the only category they said having their best sex of their lives? Gen X women. Gen X women. I think you just miss it.
Just, because I'm the end of the boomers. I'm 1962.
Yeah, I'm 65, so I'm a Gen Xer, barely.
Yeah.
I'm not a woman, last time I checked. Gen X women.
Right.
Bravo.
Get it done.
You do you.
You do you.
It's demographic after demographic. What is our theory? The three of it. Also, text me. 651-461-9226. Why are so many people not having sex compared to others in that same demographic decades and decades and decades ago?
You want my theory?
Sure.
I would say that women in that age range, and that would be, I would probably consider it, when does Gen X start?
What? It's 1965 to 80, but let's separate this. They are having.
I know.
Okay. But so why men and women in all these other demographic categories, their numbers are lower, significantly lower in having sex compared to other generations if they fit in that same category?
I know that's a mystery.
Why?
Well, they're insecure and shy and broke.
But didn't we have insecure, shy, and broke people before?
I think that the level of insecurity and self-doubt in the age of the internet has increased dramatically.
Yep.
And that whereas back in the day, you didn't have all those distractions. You were confident based on your intelligence, your sports ability, your writing ability, what have you, and you weren't distracted. And now I think people are distracted and also disheartened. I would say my daughter has shared with me before, what it's like out there for a younger person meeting people. And then, you know, and the world is so complicated and so charged emotionally, and there's anger and vile and angst under the new administration that people shut down. They don't want to open up. They don't want to share their opinions because it could be a fight. There's a lot of reasons people are just
I think those are ones that,
downers.
That a lot of people would agree with. I think there are a lot of people.
I'm being quite serious.
Yeah, here. No, I agree. I think there are a lot of people who don't interact with as many people as
they used
to.
That's right.
I think that is a huge part of it.
Yep.
Because it's their phone, because it's the internet, because of
Netflix.
All the options they have at their house, plus complications with friendships and relationships, and they found it easier to spend more time by themselves.
And liking it by themselves.
Yeah.
Being content by themselves.
Listen, if you are happy and more content by yourself and you're happy with the amount of sex you're having, I'm not blaming you. I'm just wondering why. If you're able to fulfill a fair amount of what you want to do in your life, you're ahead of most people.
Right. Are you content? It's a great line in the program that I belong to. Practice being content.
Yeah.
Meaning we're always striving. We're always trying to get better. We're trying to get smarter. We're trying to get skinnier. We're trying to read more, run more. You know, there's always...
Self-acceptance is a great thing.
Huge.
It is. Dave, what's your theory on...
No sex.
Because these stories come out every 2 months. It can be 18 to 34-year-olds. It can be 65 to 80-year-olds, no matter what it might be. Why do you think the numbers are mainly down and mainly down a notable number?
Yeah, we've heard about it with Gen Z for years.
Yes.
Right? How they weren't, they're not interested at all in having sex. There was a story, I think, just this week or last week about young women not interested in marriage now. They're saying, no, we're done with all of that. I think it's
and lack of relationships is going to be tied to lack of sex.
Yeah, and I think it's a lot of what Susie said as far as anxiety, as far as just kind of staying to ourselves, being on the internet, being on social media, not interacting quite as much. And I think
then not just, as comfortable around other people.
Yeah, probably a lot of that. And I think we're just a little bit angrier right now.
The other issue, can I jump in, that I just thought of, that I think people underestimate the impact the pandemic has had on all of our collective psyche.
I think we have no idea, and we're not going to know for a while.
And who maybe will never be studied. But in general, we didn't see each other. We wore masks. We were separate, 6 feet apart. There was all that anxiety and nervousness about getting sick. There was all that fighting. Mm-hmm. Should you wear a mask? Shouldn't you wear a mask?
Right.
And it just got to a point where you're like, you know what? I'm just staying home. I'm not going to wear a mask or not wear a mask.
And let's do this. Let's pause. We stay on schedule because I want to get some texters here.
Yeah, great.
And I want to try to get another topic in. If we stay with this, no problem. It also, we've become so siloed in our lives where I'm on this team. Here's my team. Here are my five things. And I'm unwilling to accept you unless you agree to my five things.
Yeah.
And it's silly. I mean, if it's going to turn into a big argument, then that's sad. If you just don't find enough commonality, I get that.
Sure.
But if it's just unwilling to accept differences and maybe talk about those differences and find areas of agreement, and you're unwilling to do that, I think that's a sad indictment. And it's not just our politics. It's our personal decisions, our life decisions. And I'm not expecting you to go against your core principles. But right now, too many people are just lying in the sand. This is who I am. And if you don't accept exactly who I am, lose my number.
Yeah.
651-461-9226 on CCO. Stretch Lab. Excellent place. Susie, I prefer when you stretch.
I know.
When I
do
talk
it.
About Stretch Lab.
I do. Yeah.
Okay, well, good. She's stretching over there.
Side band.
And they are so great at Stretch Lab.
Oh, my God. They're phenomenal.
And they really educate you when they're stretching you. They'll say, take a deep breath now. I'm going to let it out. I'm going to push now. Tell me when, you know.
Yep. They push really, back a little bit.
Yeah. They really work with you on each stretch to get the maximum.
100%.
Yeah.
And they'll give you some core ideas to do on your own. If it turns out you go to Stretch Lab 2-3 times and you're in a better place, so be it. If you're like me and you're a monthly customer, I am for myself and for Quentin. It's great for us. I started going to Stretch Lab in 2018 when I drove by the place in Plymouth and said, hey, I've had lower back issues, a little more upper back issues. Can these folks help? The answer is 100% yes. Because you're listening to this spot, if you go to stretchlab.com, again, 11 locations, your first stretch, half off. They have options at 25 minutes, 50 minutes, and pros everywhere you look at the 11 locations. Check them out online, stretchlab.com. We talked a little Twins early. We'll talk Wolves with Jim Pete making his regular appearance early next hour. Rochelle Olson's going to join us, your pal Rochelle, my pal Rochelle.
I love Rochelle.
Oh, yeah. She'll give an opinion or two.
Mm.
Let's get a lot of text going. 651-461-9226. What's your theory on why almost all demographics in survey after survey are not having the same amount of sex as in the past? Among the texts, are person-to-person social skills become stunted due to social media? COVID made it even worse. Mm. I'm glad I am not young. Oh. Are you glad, Susie, that you're not in your 20s and dealing with a lot of the social media younger pressure?
100%. I'm so glad. That would be really hard right now to be a young person. There's a lot of fear of the future.
More text. I think porn and sex toys have diminished the importance of sexual partners. Porn and its availability has been out there
forever.
Yeah, not
to the extent it has with the internet.
Not that it's on the phone
and
it's
internet,
right?
I think that's ramped up the activity.
Sex toys have been out there forever, right? Yeah. So I don't think that's really new. Somebody, first of all, they love your laugh.
Oh.
And they want to know also, are you dating the same guy?
No, I'm not dating anyone.
Yep.
Regularly.
We're looking for once a month.
Once a month. So I'm currently taking applications for April.
Where can they apply?
I don't know.
Is there a website?
Yeah. Okay, keep going.
A 30-year-old male here checking in. Easier on the rise of adult sites. Way easier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like the Tinder and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is the true normal. Used to be women had a little agency for sex, career, finances, etc. All that changed back in 1974.
Roe v. Wade?
1974. I mean, we're talking about more recent surveys.
Yeah.
Than going back to 1974. More people talking about porn and its availability. Some people says, I think it has a lot to do with the increase of STD and AIDS. Okay, AIDS. We have AIDS in a very, very, very good position. I'm not saying HIV isn't out there, but that was an enormous issue in the 90s. And again, there are people listening right now, whether themselves or someone they know, HIV, but we've made enormous progress in that area. Now, STDs, those numbers are up.
Yeah.
Because people are just stupid. When they have sex and won't just take a little bit of time for a condom or something.
I know.
Right? And I'm sorry if that's happened to you, but just a little judgment.
Yeah.
Isn't that difficult?
Not tough.
Can't have sex, too busy on the phone. There are a lot of people who are that way.
I know. I'm solitaire number one player in the country.
Yeah.
On my phone.
And you're comfortable.
Love it.
With your life and don't want
to be bothered.
Yeah. By the disruption. I would still remind people, sex is fantastic.
It is. And it's such a warm, and if you're in a relationship, it just brings you that much closer together.
Yeah.
And I know it's tiring and I know you get busy. I know you just needed to go change the laundry. But honestly, I say this to married people all the time. Have sex.
Yes.
You know. Honestly,
it's good for your health,
it's
too.
It's good for your health. It's good for your relationship.
And it's good for you to stop talking right now because we have to the break.
Okay. But it's been fun. Thank you.
I enjoyed it.
I'm going to stick around and do the news.
That's next.
Okay.